Now, the Human Rights Ministry this week unveiled a tool for internet users to report illegal material on the internet. In the 4 days it has been in operation, though, the red button, as it's called, may itself have come afoul of the law, reporting also its users' personal data. Christian Falvey has the story.
The Human Rights Ministry's Red Button project is not apparently lacking in popularity. It has been downloaded 5,000 times since it was released for a public trial period on Tuesday. The idea is you come across something worrisome on the internet, child pornography or extremism, for example. You anonymously push the button on your browser and the police are notified and check it out. What happened in practice, though, was that the button was sending not only the site in question, but your recent browsing history as well. It was not going to the police, but to a private company which checked it for the police, and it was not entirely anonymous, as Hanna Shtyapankova of the Office for the Protection of Personal Data told me earlier today.
The office has received complaints suspecting a violation of the Act on the Protection of Personal Data, and it also received a request from the provider for consultation. We will deal with all of these and make an inspection if there is a serious breach of the law. We cannot make any conclusions before that. What we can say outright is the provider's claim that an internet protocol or IP address is not personal data is wrong. Under certain circumstances, an IP address does indeed constitute personal data.
The National Safer Internet Project, the group running the project for the Ministry of Human Rights and Minorities, was quick in its efforts to rectify the situation. The history sending was removed and apologized for. The IP addresses will have to be looked at more, as they can allow the reporting computer to be looked up and its user identified. However, as the project's Zdeněk Zálish told me, there is no intention to do that, nor is there really a way around it.
All the communication on the internet is made using, of course, internet protocols. And during the communication, the application communicates with our server, and in that moment, IP address is available. And the question was if this IP address, if it is somehow recorded or could be used or is used for identification of people who is reporting. But we didn't use that and don't work with IP address.
It's likely that the question marks over the red button would go more unnoticed if it were not for the involvement of the Human Rights Ministry, which has a conspicuous ratio of controversies to good deeds. Efforts to relocate squatters and opine on a dispute between a hard-nosed mayor and the local Romani community have, for example, ended in small-scale PR disasters. Mr. Zálish says that where the red button is concerned, though, the hiccups are part of the learning process in a safety tool that is already proving its worth.
About that on Czech internet, I think the discussion contributed very well to explanation what it is, data privacy, what is private data, etc. And of course, we are learning, we are studying all those responses and will work on improvement. But the main idea was to make more efficient for users to report the illegal content. And we will follow and we will improve this basic idea. And a few days after Red Button was introduced, we've got a lot of reports. We analyzed the reports and we have now more than 10 reports which were considered serious and will be passed to police.
Zdeněk Zálish, manager of the National Safer Internet Project, ending that report by Christian Falvey.